You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
At least 58 people are believed to have died early Wednesday morning after a fire blazed through the Grenfell Tower, a 24-storey apartment block in North Kensington, London. Police are expected to announce an increase in the death toll today. The building held 120 apartments with up to 600 residents. 18 people remain in hospital, 9 in critical care, and dozens are still missing. Omar Al-Hajali is the brother of the first named Grenfell Tower victim.
They came in the last minute. They said when the fire was in the next room, the smoke was coming inside. And they said, come. And they were pushing us. I couldn't see anything. They opened the door, the smoke come inside. I've seen the fire around me. And they were pushing us. I thought they're pushing all of us. I couldn't talk, I couldn't look around, I didn't even see anything. I even my fingers, nothing. I went outside, I called him, he said, where are you? He said, I'm in the flat. I said, why you didn't come? They brought us outside, I thought you are with us. He said, no one brought me outside.
London Mayor Sadiq Khan has described the fire as a preventable accident caused by years of neglect by local government.
By saying this, anybody who thinks that this community is not a community in the true sense of the word, anybody who thinks it's not possible for Christians, Muslims, Hindus, Sikhs, those members of an organised faith and those others unable to come together, if anybody who thinks it's not possible for people in the deepest and darkest times to show the best of humanity, I say come to North Kensington, come and see not just this congregation but the mosques locally, the other community centres and the other places of worship where you're seeing the best of London and the best of humanity.
Labour MP for Tottenham David Lammy spoke to the UK's Channel 4 News about the state of housing in the UK.
This is about the welfare state. For your middle class viewers, this is about whether the welfare state is just schools and hospitals or whether it's about having a safety net. And I get quite emotional as I say that. We need to live in a society where we care for the poorest and the vulnerable. And that means housing. It means somewhere decent to live. It was a noble idea that we built. And it's falling apart around our eyes. That's what it's about. And if it's taken this tragedy to bring that reality home to people who are lucky enough to live in very different circumstances, then thank God. It's about the welfare state. Do we believe in a safety net or not?
UK Chancellor Philip Hammond says the cladding on the outside of the building, which is thought to have propelled the fire, was banned in Europe and the United States. The Department for Communities and Local Government has said that aluminium cladding with a polyethylene core should not be used on buildings taller than 18 metres. There have been at least 10 other major multi-storey cladding fires worldwide since 2007 with this type of cladding. Initial media reports suggest a lack of sprinklers, inadequate fire detection and alarm systems, and insufficient passive fire stopping also contributed to the spread of the blaze. London Metropolitan Police Commander Stuart Cundy says the fire damage will mean the process of recovery and investigation will take weeks to complete. A group of residents who met with Prime Minister Theresa May have explained the anger of all the residents towards the management of the apartment block over a long period of time, paving the way to this tragedy. We reached out to the Fire Protection Association of New Zealand to ask about the risk of something like this happening here in Aotearoa. They responded with a statement that reads as follows. A similar building in New Zealand would almost certainly be sprinkler protected and most likely also fitted with smoke detectors, evacuation alarm systems, and passive fire stop and smoke stop protection as required by New Zealand Building Code and local standards. Such fire protection systems would also be subject to regular mandatory inspection and testing under the Building Warrant of Fitness System. New Zealand's fire protection codes and regulatory framework are among the most rigorous in the world, refocused in recent years around life safety. Even so, we are continuously looking for ways to improve them. The Fire Protection Association of New Zealand and its members await the outcome of the investigations into this tragedy. We'll ensure that any applicable findings will be used to improve New Zealand's practices even further in the protection of life and property from the impact of fire. Auckland building consultant Louise Swan is calling on the New Zealand government to suspend certification of aluminium composite panels. Ms Swan says she was not questioning the product itself, but that a temporary halt in certification was needed to review information provided on how to install the product in order to resist both water and the spread of the fire. Another type of panel, one that has a mineral core which is much more fire resistant, is more widely used in New Zealand. New Zealand Building and Construction Minister Nick Smith said flammable aluminium cladding had been banned from multi-storey buildings in New Zealand earlier this year, after high-rise fires in Dubai and Melbourne. He had asked the Ministry of Business to contact councils to check whether any high-rise buildings had been constructed with aluminium composite panels. Smith said the fires that took place in Dubai and Melbourne in sprinkler-proofed buildings had made people more aware that fires could start on the outside of buildings. Proposals for tighter safety fire requirements had been put out for consultation in May. The changes would clarify the responsibilities between structural and fire engineers, tighten the verification methods for claddings and firefighting provisions such as water supply and location of fire hydrants in the building, and improve the processes for development of alternative solutions. A criminal investigation into the Grenfell Tower tragedy is looking into manslaughter charges, says Shadow Brexit Secretary and former Director of Public Prosecutions Sir Keir Starmer. He said they'd be looking at whether anyone could be charged with manslaughter following a litany of failings that led to the disaster, in which at least 58 people are now feared to have been killed. Amanda Jane Robinson, BFM News.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.